You're listening to SBS News.
The NRL playoffs continue on Friday night with the Cronulla Sharks taking on the Penrith Panthers, both sides hoping to reach the preliminary final against reigning premier the Melbourne Storm. One of the most intriguing sidelines in the lead-up to the game has been the return of Panthers 5'8" James Maloney to his former club. Cronulla coach Shane Flanagan says his team must not get too concerned with stopping Maloney playing his best game.
He's one of a number of players that we've got to put a lot of attention to, but we all know, we know better than most, what Jimmy can do on a football field. So we just need to not focus too much on Jimmy, because there is a lot of other players there, but we're fully aware of his skill set.
The other match takes place between the St George Illawarra Dragons and South Sydney. The Dragons are hoping their key forward James Graham is back to full fitness after he was knocked unconscious in last weekend's win against the Broncos. Dragons teammate Tyson Frizzell says Graham will be ready to go on Saturday night.
I think he had a bit of a sore head after the game, but speaking to him now, he's pretty fresh, and I think he'll be right to go this weekend. He's a tough player and puts his body on the line every single tackle he makes, and that's a leader that we want in our team, and he leads from the front.
South Sydney won the last meeting between the sides in round 10, 24 points to 10. Whichever side wins on Saturday will face the Sydney Roosters in week 3 of the finals. In the AFL this weekend, the Melbourne Demons are taking on Hawthorn in their semi-final on Friday night. The last time the sides met, the Demons were humbled by the Hawks, who ran out 67-point winners. Demons coach Simon Goodwin says his side is trying to look forward and not back at that match.
They were outstanding. They certainly beat us around the midfield battle. They won clearance and they dominated the ball. So we know what sort of club they are. We know what sort of character they have and where their strengths lie. But we haven't looked too far back. We really focused on our system, our last month, about what works for us.
Whichever side prevails will take on the West Coast Eagles next weekend. The Collingwood Magpies are facing a Greater Western Sydney Giants side which is full of confidence, having thrashed crosstown rivals the Sydney Swans last week. Collingwood lost to the West Coast Eagles in front of a sellout crowd at the new Perth Stadium last weekend. But this time round, the Magpies will have the vast majority of the crowd cheering them on at the MCG. And coach Nathan Buckley says that will help his side.
We know we'll have great support, and that's a given. We love playing at the G. We think we play the ground pretty well. We did learn a bit about ourselves last week in that cauldron and that environment. Most of it was relatively positive. We thought we handled it pretty well.
On the Gold Coast on Saturday evening, the Wallabies will be at full strength as they look to make it 2 wins from 2 matches in the Rugby Championship when they take on Argentina. Wallabies coach Michael Checker was happy to welcome back David Pocock and Israel Folau from injury, but he sprang a big surprise by naming fullback Folau on the wing. Checker explained his reasoning behind the shift.
I think that Israel first came back in, just a slightly different look. He's had a couple of games out and set a few things up for him in that position and see how we go.
Dane Haylett-Petty will play at fullback in Folau's place. In horse racing, Winx is aiming to extend her incredible winning run to 27 races as the Wonder Mare sets to bid her spring farewell to Sydney over the famous Randwick Mile distance on Saturday. Jockey Hugh Bowman outlines how he intends to ride the race.
She's certainly ready to go. I've drawn barrier 3, so as always, try and get her out of the barriers as smoothly as we can, and from then on, just let her be comfortable wherever she's happy and start to work into it as the business end of the race comes.
And finally, in boxing this weekend, there's a big middleweight title fight in Las Vegas between Saul Alvarez of Mexico and Gennady Golovkin of Kazakhstan. The pair fought out a thrilling draw last year, but a scheduled rematch between them had to be postponed earlier this year after Canelo tested positive for clenbuterol, blaming contaminated meat eaten in his homeland. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.